Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
One person who's been doing some deep thinking on the whole concept of the Good Samaritan, especially as it applied to little UU, is Dr. Justine Toe from the Centre for Public Christianity. And I'm especially interested in her reflections as she's of Chinese-Australian nationality. Justine, welcome to Open House.
Hi, Lee. Thanks for having
me. Great to see you. I guess, like most of us, you could hardly believe your eyes when you saw little UU and her plight played out on our television screens.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't actually see the footage until later in the week, but when I saw an unedited version of that CCTV footage, it was quite disturbing. Yes. It was, yeah, terrible to watch, actually.
I think it was striking not only what we saw, if you can bear to see it, how this story set off such an online storm of reaction. Mm. People amazed, outraged, of course, that this could happen. And there was a fairly considerable undercurrent that I'd like to question you about, questioning the character of the Chinese. What were people saying?
Well, a lot of this, it's provoked this wave of introspection, really. A lot of Chinese people have been posting on social media in China, just saying, how can this happen to our country? We need to end the indifference. Why are people so heartless, basically? So people are asking these questions. And because the Chinese themselves are asking this of their own nation, you know, clearly there is a very definite moral centre within Chinese people to be so shocked and horrified at the fact that this little girl was left for dead, really.
So how did you see it? How would you explain why it happened there?
Ah, this is really... Look, a lot of people have put forward a lot of different theories as to what's going on. Yeah. A lot of people have been saying that because China's experienced this massive social and political and economic upheaval over the past couple of decades, really, that as China moves towards a richer society overall in terms of everyone, but slowly, you know, China's becoming more powerful and richer, that people are becoming more materialistic and selfish. People have suggested that maybe this is behind the story of UU. But then also there's been some prominent cases where, for example, a couple of years ago, a man helped an elderly woman up after she'd fallen over.
Yes.
And when she ended up accusing him of causing her fall, and a judge ruled in her favour, thinking that, you know, it well, clearly you must be guilty because why would you help? Which, you know, there was actually a huge public outcry.
And how do you explain that thinking? I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the fact that I think a lot of Westerners find that quite extraordinary, I think shows that a lot of us have absorbed that Judeo-Christian worldview without actually knowing it in some ways.
Yes.
Because it would strike us as insane, you know, that why would you take someone to bring them to the hospital if you've actually caused their, you know, it seems very strange to us. So, yeah, as I said, I think we have absorbed that Judeo-Christian worldview without realising it. And I think the story really shows a sharp contrast between that Judeo-Christian worldview and a culture that doesn't have the same sort of underpinning. I think that's why the story has caused such an outcry in the West.
The other point you make is, especially considering the force and the tide of the online reaction to this story, is that there's often a difference between how we think we'd act in any given situation and what we end up doing in reality.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, in some ways, you know, talk is cheap, really. I mean, it doesn't really mean anything until you've actually decided what you're going to do and then actually, you know, gone and done it. So, I mean, a lot of people have said that, you know, maybe they would have acted differently in a certain situation, but I hesitate to know what I would do in that situation.
Who can guess?
Yeah, it's very hard. I mean, I found there was this article that I read, and she was actually a Chinese lady living in Beijing, and she was saying that there is this I don't know the exact term for it, but it's a term that basically says don't get involved if it's not your business. So, I mean, it's terrible. You would think that someone bleeding, especially a little girl bleeding on the side of the road, is your business, but perhaps the force of that don't get involved kind of attitude is enough to mean that you won't get involved.
And it's all fine to make all these judgments with the benefit of hindsight.
Oh, absolutely.
In the anonymity of the online world as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Your reply, interestingly, to the questions of Chinese character also challenges and compares the ethic of family in the West compared to China.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I grew up in a Chinese family and, don't get me wrong, I'm not an expert in this area, but I can just speak from my own experience. Yeah. And in my experience, it seemed to me that, for myself and other Chinese people I know, that there is this overwhelming commitment to family. And of course, it's not just something that you find in Chinese culture. You find this in a lot of non-Western cultures, essentially. Not that I'm saying that the West is not family oriented, there is definitely an emphasis on family first in the Chinese culture. And that can mean that people who are outside of that or outsiders to that can somehow take, they aren't given priority in terms of their needs. So within the family itself, you'll have a huge kind of outpouring of generosity, lots of ties of obligation that really mean that people live lives deeply together. But that same sphere of concern isn't exactly exercised for, people outside of that.
Yeah. So how should we be left thinking about the Good Samaritan in the light of Yu Yu's story?
I think all of us should be challenged to see that, you mentioned in your intro that she was, that the street scavenger was a member, she's not really considered a person of high status,
stunning,
right? She collects rubbish.
Yep.
And yet she has that moral center. And I'm not claiming that she has that Judeo-Christian kind of input into her, but there was something in her that looked at this little girl and said, it is insane that she has been left here. I must do something. So I think that what she did was very brave, because if in China you can run the risk of being held responsible for causing someone's hurt if you decide to intervene, this lady went and intervened, even though it could be costly, even though, yep, it could be risky, it was just something that just sprung out of her. And I think that all of us should think, that's the person I want to be, number 19, not the 18 that walked by didn't do anything.
Justine Toe, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.